Talking about hard to run down, great line. He was under siege from the top of the straight. Yes, so just kept going. Trainer Matty Smith's on the line. Matt, good morning. And, well, what's the secret with Grey Line? You've turned this horse right around, Matt.
Morning, fellas. Yeah, well, it was a really tough win yesterday. It was good to see, he was sort of got out of the top of the straight, didn't he? But he just kept fighting to the line. It was great to see that fight back in the horse. And, he's in fantastic shape.
Yeah, so back in the horse is the interesting one there, Matty. So why does it leave a horse and then come back? How does that happen? Because there has been different stages when Grey Line has been challenged and didn't respond like he did yesterday.
Yeah, look, I think, I don't know, I think probably, a sound horse, and a horse you can train, the way you to win these races really helps. I don't know what it was like previous preparations, but when he got here, he had a few issues with his legs, and we were able to give him the right amount of time off, and then getting him back in the right frame of mind, I think he's been happy and they're sound, and he's already showing like he's a very good horse. So if you can get him back in the right frame of mind, like you see yesterday how he really wanted to win. He just fought on yesterday. It was great to see. I think he can go on with it now for sure. Mm.
Yeah, he's got a touch of class, hasn't he, Matt? And it's showing through, and he's a happy, sound horse. Naturally, he's a very, very good stayer. Are you training him more as a sprinter, I guess, Matt, to put some speed into his legs?
Yeah, we've just shortened him up and kept him, it's really a fine line because you're trying to run them in distance races, but you're preparing them, to keep them sharp and keeping his mind fresh and keeping him happy and keeping him wanting to get out there and run. So when we're going to the races with him, we want him a little bit above himself so that he's really wanting to go out and win. So it is a fine line, and we were a month between runs yesterday, and I suppose first time at the horse, you're wondering whether you've got him exactly perfect, but certainly, his recovery was good yesterday, and it seems to be he's right on the money at the moment and the way he's working and the way he's racing. So no reason we shouldn't, head to our plan was always to go to the Brisbane Cup, so we'll continue that way.
Yeah, the reason I asked that question, Matt, because there's something that Cathy O'Hara said yesterday after winning on the horse, that he's probably getting fitter racing than he is on the training track, but he's such a clean-winded horse, and in Cathy's words, he pulled up fantastically well after the race.
Yeah, no, that was good to hear, because you're always a trainer, you want to get them right every time they go around, but when you're experimenting, sometimes you don't get it spot on. But I was really pleased to hear Cathy said, he pulled up really well in the wind, and she said he's ready to go further, and he had that bit of pep in his step yesterday. She said he really wanted to be there and he wanted to win. So, for me, that's what we need to hear, and he's pulled up great this morning, so... I think we're right on track with him.
Brisbane Cup, 2,400 metres, June 8. I think that's the next target, Matty. Is that right? And will there be anything in between?
That's it. No, that's 3 weeks away. That's perfect for him. And with the 2,000s under his belt, and he pulled up good yesterday. Like, I think he's right on song, And I think he's in really good order. And I think there's no reason why he wouldn't be competitive.
Yeah, Matt, you missed Grey Line yesterday. You're in Brisbane hoping for a good result from Fierce Impact. Looked a messy race, and I guess he just got too far back.
Yeah, look, we had to make a plan, really, because it's a really short run of the first turn there yesterday, and we planned to ride in quiet. And I think we're in the right spot, to be fair. Horse ran second was on our inside through the run, and I was pretty happy at the 700, but I think Michael he felt we wanted to ride for luck and just take our chances, but he just felt he was travelling too well at the time, and he popped off, and then it changed the whole complexity of where we're going to end up in the run. The eventual second horse got up our inside and took out where we were going to go, and it just went a bit south from there onwards, but... Look, that's the way it goes sometimes. We just got to regroup. He's a good horse, and he's got a good win in him, that horse. And we'll give him a spell now, and we'll get him ready for the spring.
Yeah, excellent. Well, good luck with that, Matty. Well done yesterday. Great win for Grey Line, and appreciate your time this morning.
Anytime. No worries. Thank you.
Thanks,
there he
Matt.
Is, Matty Smith, the trainer of Grey Line.